For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Michigan State University is collecting money from insurance companies to cover part of the $500 million settlement with victims of Larry Nassar's sexual abuse. I spoke with Lansing State Journal reporter Megan Banta. She's reporting that several of the insurance companies have agreed to make payouts to MSU over those liability claims. Let's begin with the basis of these lawsuits. Why is MSU suing these insurance companies?
So MSU first sued these insurance companies a little more than 2 years ago, right after it made a settlement agreement with the survivors of Larry Nassar's abuse for $500 million. It's hoping that under the liability coverage that these companies provided throughout his employment at MSU, that the university can recover about $300 million.
And settlements have already been reached with several of these insurance companies. Tell me about that and how much money perhaps is already involved in these settlements.
So MSU has settled with five of about a dozen companies for a little more than $100 million, so about a third of the money that they hope to recover. But the biggest settlement coming from United Educators, which we've heard provided the bulk of the liability coverage throughout the years.
What can you tell me about the insurance companies that have not yet settled with the university?
The insurance companies that have not yet settled seem to be the smaller ones that provided coverage quite a few years ago and for only a couple of years. So my best guess is that they're still trying to figure out with the university what exactly they might have be liable for under the policies. And it's also worth noting that all of the insurance companies that have settled so far still maintain that they have no liability, that it's all on the university, but they seem to want to avoid a lengthy lawsuit.
Some of the legal ramifications of these lawsuits are expected in court next week, right?
Correct. There is a settlement conference on the 17th scheduled in Ingham County Circuit Court, but a lot of dates have been pushed back as mediation talks have continued, so there's no guarantee of that continuing or of that hearing really happening.
What can you tell me, if anything, about when the university expects to actually receive this settlement money from the companies they've worked things out with?
So from looking at the settlement agreements, some of which are all the way from back in December, they should have actually received almost all of the money by now. The agreements say that the company should pay within 21 to 45 days of signing, and I think the most recent is from April.
Lansing State Journal reporter Megan Banta, her front page story in Monday's Lansing State Journal, covers settlements reached by Michigan State University and insurance companies over liability related to the Larry Nassar case. Megan, thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.